You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
All right, we are down to four teams. The stage for the conference championship games has been set, and there were some big names going off this past weekend. So let's look and see how that's affected the eBay sold market and look at those top football players going up right now in sports card value, correlating player performance with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one, I'm giving to Lamar Jackson. Now, the Ravens were frustrated in the first half as the Texans heavily blitzed and found a lot of success, but things started clicking in the second half for the Ravens, and they scored on four straight possessions after halftime. Look at those base optic raw cards for Lamar Jackson from 2018, selling for $70 in a buy it now today, Monday, January 22nd. Lamar Jackson ultimately finished this game going 16 for 22 for 152 yards with a pair of touchdowns while rushing for 100 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Overall, the Ravens rushing attack was dominant, totaling 229 total yards and Lamar Jackson setting NFL history with the amount of rushing yards in a playoff appearance. Here we have a plain patch immaculate raw Eye Black Auto, serial numbered 25 out of 25, closing today for $1,050. We have a 2018 Optic Red Yellow PSA 9, selling for $180, plus $6 shipping, so $186 today in a buy it now. In totality, Lamar Jackson has had over 150 different buy it now or best offer sold rookie cards in the past 24 hours, and yesterday that number was even higher from the game on Saturday. If we look at the six-month trend on his graded rookie card market, you can see increases up across the board. Besides the college uniform score, which is a fairly common card here, less desirable than the pro uniform cards, of course, we have over 40% increase in that card, 55% increase in the value of that base Prism PSA 10. What about that red-yellow optic? And let's look at the PSA 9. Does it have the same type of increase that we've seen in the PSA 10s? You look at the PSA 10 increase, even going back to Jan 5, we had a $560 PSA 10. The low on that, towards the midseason dip there, December 17th, $205. So massive, massive increase there. Overall, looks like it's leveled out. Yesterday, game day, you had a game day Sunday, but not necessarily for the Ravens. You had a $400 auction that closed in two bids and a $370 auction that was back on Thursday. Now, let's look at those nines. And yeah, we see a really nice up chart here going from a low of 6586 back on December 17th as well to a new average of around $170 for the PSA 9s. That is a big time increase there in just a matter of a month. Now, his largest transaction from this game day weekend, this was from yesterday, Sunday, is from PC Sports Cards here, is a Lamar Jackson National Treasures 2018 on card rookie auto, a true RPA here, out of 99, BGS 9, closed for $13,500 in auction. That's also important to note that last Thursday, his Black Finite 1-of-1 Prism rookie card, I know it doesn't have that RC shield, but it's still his Prism rookie card, being from the 2018 Prism set. This is a PSA 10 as well. This closed for $51,100 in auction of 76 bids. Massive, massive. All right, now real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. We are 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you are into football, football cards, you want to make those laser-focused football card investments and sell football cards effectively as well as you know, learn about all kinds of other different football card stuff, make sure you hit that subscribe button, little bell notification icon so you're notified when we put out new videos. Now back to the action. Number two, Jared Goff. The Detroit Lions have advanced to the NFC Championship game after beating my Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-23 on the afternoon, and this was a back and forth battle, man. Both quarterbacks had a lot of success. I mean, Baker threw for 349 yards and three touchdowns, but also had two interceptions. One of those was a tipped ball. Mike Evans went off for 142 yards, but man, Jared Goff made play after play for the Lions, and he didn't make any mistakes either, and that is huge. Just getting the Lions through this game with no mistakes. He ultimately finished 30 for 43 for 287 yards and two touchdowns. Both Josh Reynolds, Amon-Ra St. Brown was clutch. We'll be talking about Jahmyr Gibbs here in a second. Let's look at all these sold transactions from Jared Goff. And I believe his prices are going to continue to go up into the conference championship game here against the 49ers. Now, the reason why I put him ahead of Brock Purdy is just because of the low price point that Jared Goff's cards are coming from. As you can see here, a Raw Prism, which comes silver standard out of the box for rookies in 2016 and 2017 in terms of football cards. This is over $32 in auction today. I do believe that has the capability and the upside to continue to grow here throughout the week. There's one of those red-yellow prisms we looked at for Lamar. This one in a raw condition selling for just $25 on Jared Goff. But, I mean, these cards have gotten down incredibly low for Jared Goff in the past. And you can see something a little bit more rare here, like a Select Prime Rookie RPA Rookie Patch Auto here with some nice stitching. Looks like a number, part of a number there in the patch. You got this out of 49. This closed for $208.50. Let's look at the PSA 10 market for a second here. Here's an Optic Purple that closed for $83 today. You know, overall in the past 24 hours, Jared Goff has had the third most buy it now and best offer accepted cards, only behind Jordan Love and Brock Purdy. And we're going to talk about those two quarterbacks here in a second. But I just want to zoom in here to the 30 day. And you can see the 25% increase in the base Donruss PSA 10. 20% in the Prism PSA 10, now up just over $200. So when you look at that card over the 1 month, you can see a clear uptrend. Now, if we look at the 1 year, you can see back in October, back at the beginning of September, it's nice hype there for Jared Goff. Now we are climbing back to those prices. So $229 buy it now on Saturday, a $201 auction on Saturday. There is that Optic Purple we just viewed. And we look at the 1 year trend. This one's really kind of bounced all the way around, including a $125 buy it now back at the beginning of the season. So really what we're seeing right now for Jared Goff is a back to beginning of season hype, which is what tells me that potentially these could go up a lot higher, especially if they get past the 49ers, make Lions history here this year, potentially, and make it to the Super Bowl. I mean, this is real serious opportunity for Jared Goff. We are seeing the sold volume increase, and typically what follows the sold volume increase is an actual price increase, a sustained price increase. So when we zoom out here to 180, you can see there has been some small price increases in Jared Goff, but really what I'm focused on and putting him at number two is the volume increase here, especially with just 1,922 different rookie cards with 231 sold for a 2016, even if he is the 1.1 draft pick from 2016, for a 2016 quarterback, this is really good sold volume as the Detroit Lions are attempting to make Detroit history. Now, the largest transaction was a BGS 10. $999.99 auction that closed for Jared Goff's 2016 Select Gold Prism, serial numbered out of 10. This closed an auction yesterday for right at $1,000. And his Red Cracked Ice Rookie Auto PSA 10 sold for $800 in a buy it now. You also had a Purple Scope Rookie Auto PSA 10 closed for $700 from one bid in an auction that ended Saturday. Hey guys, now real quick, I get this question a lot, and it is, how can I access this web app right here? Well, just go to footballcardquest.com, click that Go Premium button. That'll take you directly there. All of our membership tiers come with access to this web app. You also get access to our weekly Auction Sniper articles and our monthly giveaways and our Discord server, amongst other benefits that we're currently working on. So definitely check it out if you're interested. You want to accelerate your learning curve and take full advantage of everything that the Football Card Quest has to offer you. FootballCardQuest.com, Go Premium. Now back to the action. All right, we're giving number three to Brock Purdy here. The Niners are back to the NFC Championship game. And I'm not going to lie, man, things look dicey for the Niners in the second half of this game. Honestly, back and forth in this game, Jordan Love made several high-end throws, and Green Bay even held a 21-17 lead with less than 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. But, you know, a miss from some kickers. We got to talk about some kickers from this past weekend. I know the Bills fans don't want to talk about kickers, and neither do Packers fans, but a missed kick there led to a nice drive from Brock Purdy in the Niners offense, leaving Love with just 67 seconds left to get his team into field goal range to tie the game. And the drive started off well for Jordan Love until he uncorked a brutal game-ending interception on a pass thrown late and over the middle. Brock Purdy in this game, just an 86.7 passer rating. But he did have one nice touchdown pass to George Kittle, took good control of the ball. And we're going to be talking about his main stalwart, Christian McCaffrey, in a second, but he had a nice touchdown pass to George Kittle in this game, like I mentioned. But ultimately, what puts him here at number three is the fact that he's a quarterback. He's a signal caller here for the 49ers, who are the favorites to go to the Super Bowl, as well as the Baltimore Ravens now. And you have 270 sold transactions, buy it now and best offer accepted for Brock Purdy in the last 24 hours. And that is with a guy that has very expensive rookie cards already. Now, it's important to note, he's only got 1,595 different rookie cards. So that's, you know, almost 2,000 fewer than Jordan Love, and that's 400 fewer than Jared Goff. So let's look at what those prices are doing. You guys saw people are buying PSA 7s. They're buying PSA 9 base dominant rated rookie for $38. Buying PSA 9 here for $40. You got a ton of base cards selling for Brock Purdy, PSA 9s. So let's look at that base graded market for Brock Purdy here. Yeah, let's look at how he's doing over 180 days. Because the guy had some hype coming into the season. Then he spiked. Then he dipped to the midseason dip. He had a little bad stretch there. Now he's in the playoffs heading into the championship game. We are seeing those prices finally up over six-month periods, small increments. They're pretty high, man. If you look at the base Donruss PSA 10, up over $100 here to a trend of 110. And look at that spike there at the beginning of September and October. We're not quite there yet. I don't know if people don't have the trust in him. So let's look at some of these recent ones. $110 buy it now on that base Donruss PSA 10. Now we are higher, about twice as high as what we were before the season. So that's a important indicator. And then we're also seeing an incredible volume spike in the past 24 hours for Brock Purdy, which should continue to lead to further price increases throughout the week. That Prism Silver PSA 10 up 17% over the past 6 months. And we're getting pretty close to back to where that spiked at almost 1,300 there at the beginning of October. And now we have seen this past Sunday almost a $1,200 buy it now. Let's look at a January 20th auction that ended for $900. So in this case, the buy it now seller won there. And that auction was ended on Saturday, Jan 20th at 6:39. Ended that auction too soon. 6:39 p.m. would have been right before the game started. I think that's too soon. $900. In fact, there were no massive Brock Purdy transactions. This is the biggest one from game day weekend here. It's not even a licensed card. It's a wild card, Matt. Pretty cool looking card. Purple Heat, green, one of one. And a PSA 10 slab. This is from Wildcard, $4,900 and a buy it now. Impressive transaction nonetheless. Pretty cool looking card there. Got some PMG vibes, some Metal Universe vibes to that card. But still, I mean, compared to, I had to get to the second page of his largest transaction in the past 90 days to find this one. Compared to Lamar Jackson, so maybe it's Christian McCaffrey that should have been at number three. Probably a lot of you will agree with me on that, that maybe we should bump Christian McCaffrey up to number three this week instead of Brock Purdy at number three, because look at these increases over the past 6 months for McCaffrey, a running back, and this is his base graded market. So you're looking at base prism. So I don't want to hear any more no love for modern running back rookie cards, because we have a base prism rookie card PSA 10 for a running back that's selling for over $250, $275 buy it now last Thursday. That is a gradual increase over the course of the last entire year. I mean, we're talking all-time highs. We're talking higher numbers than what we saw at the beginning of the sports card boom. So that's just consistent, continued success by dominant performances from Christian McCaffrey on the football field that have translated directly into price increases for his rookie cards. Now you can see those huge increases across the board, some going up quite a bit here. That red, white, and blue up 60% to a new trend of $253.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
There's only a pop of 62. Pretty rare card. So in fact, we do have a pretty big one from CMC here over the weekend. A BGS 9.5. It's a flawless silver, serial numbered out of 20, rookie patch auto here, $2,199 and a buy it now. Incredibly impressive transaction for a skill position player. We also had SGC 10. This is a Donruss Optic Gold, serial numbered out of 10, $1,575. So in fact, when you look at the volume data, Christian McCaffrey might be down here with only 65 buy it now or best offer accepted cards in the past 24 hours. But he's only got 2,028 different rookie cards, and you guys are now seeing the current price point of his cards. So this plays a big role in it as well. The cards are really expensive. Number four, number five, we're going back to the Detroit Lions here. We got Amon-Ra St. Brown, who came in clutch towards the end of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, where Jared Goff found the Sun God for a 9-yard touchdown pass to ice the game. Amon-Ra running wild to the tune of 8 receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown, including being the target leader here in the clubhouse with 14 targets. Some big-time transactions, including his one-of-one Black Panini Instant encased here by Panini. He got this thing selling for $594, a well-timed auction that ended on game day. Amon-Ra racking up a total of 202 buy it now or best offer accepted sold cards in the past 24 hours. Let's look at some of those 60 and then zoom out to 180. We got some pretty big increases here, especially on a base graded PSA 10 market. Got a Donruss that is up $55 now, very respectable for a 2021 skill position player. It's important to note he's got a lot of different rookie cards, just like Ja'Marr Chase. If you bring those two guys into consideration here, you've got just a $30 base Donruss PSA 10 for Ja'Marr Chase, or $120 Prism Silver PSA 10, $66 Optic Hollow PSA 10, all down. Look at that, $55 for Amon-Ra St. Brown, or $50 for his base Optic. There's his Optic Hollow up $81.67 there. I want to look at one specific card here. It's an auction that ended today. A Press Proof Premium rated rookie. Got that nice little gold shine on it. CSG 9. It was actually CGC now. And if you compare that to the PSA 9, virtually the same exact values you see here. Jan 7, 2150. December 24th, $25. And $18. So very, very small difference between those. And if you look at 2023 grading year in review here from Gemrate, you can see the PSA graded 13.5 million cards. But if you look at who's second there, CGC, 1.75 million cards. And they are growing, guys. And the Football Card Quest, part of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network, is proud to be sponsored by CGC Cards. Guys, they have grading submission fees as low as $12 with fantastic turnaround times right now. And as you can see, many of their slabs are very competitive. In fact, they are backed by the largest coin and paper grading companies in the world, in existence. So they do have a stronghold in quite a few markets. They've now branched out into sports cards, and they've changed the name from CSG to CGC. They've got more improved labels. The old green and white labels can replace for free with the new black and white CGC labels. They've also got a gold pristine label now. That's going to add additional value to your card as well that you can get for just $12 for those incredible turnaround times. So check out cgccards.com for more information. And also, let them know that the Football Card Quest sent you. All right, guys, back to the action. With number six, Jahmyr Gibbs. Rumbling in this game, man. Even getting four receptions, 40 yards. Running on the ground, 9 carries, 74 yards, 8.2 yards per carry, including that 31-yard scamper for a touchdown in the second half. Big-time run. Look at the Black Finite 101 selling for 5 G's on Friday. The Color Blast case hit closing an auction yesterday for $1,035 on 30 bids. That's almost twice as much as what the Bijan Robinson Color Blast is selling for right now. And you can see how popular that Color Blast is there for Jahmyr Gibbs, as he's had over 4 different solds over the weekend for that card. His downtown PSA 10, the small graded market we do have for him shows that, in fact, the score is a fairly popular card in PSA 10 condition, kind of co-branded there with Alabama uniform and Detroit Lions logos and colors. That card's up to right about $40, man. That's up 40% over the past 2 months. You can see that mosaic either flatlined or dipped a little bit, as those mosaic cards right there are very common. And as you can see, about a 50% hit rate, only a population of 15. His Raw Prism Blue Wave, serial numbered out of 199, closing for $80. This is not an autographed card. Super impressive transaction. Jahmyr Gibbs totaling $349. Buy it now. Best offer accepted cards in the past 24 hours. In fact, that leads the entire class of NFL players right now in the past 24 hours in terms of buy it now, best offer accepted, sold cards. There's your love for your modern running backs directly correlated. We compare that to number 7, Sam Laporta, the rookie tight end for the Detroit Lions, setting things on fire. We had a transaction from yesterday, a $54 auction for Sam Laporta at over $60 buy it now. Look at these multiple buy it nows over the weekend for that same Blue Wave Prism. Not too far behind Gibbs, kind of right there, not quite as hype, but Sam Laporta getting the second most targets on this team, is only 2 weeks removed from the knee injury. This guy is such a beast. He goes 9 receptions for 65 yards. Pretty clutch in this game as well. Critical part of that offense. People are buying the college uniform Prism draft picks cards, the $5 base Prism. They're spending $20 for a GMG graded 10. They'll definitely spend at least $20 or more for a CGC 10 graded card on that base Donruss, which you could potentially maybe get one of those CGC gold pristines. The biggest transactions on Sam Laporta was a Prism gold serial number 2 out of 10. It's a rookie patch auto. You got a plain patch here, which is totally garbage for a gold Prism rookie card. Really sad to see Panini dishonor this card by putting such a lousy patch in it, in my opinion. But nonetheless, is a true RPA here, vertically formatted. $2,000 in auction yesterday. And then you have his straight up gold Prism auto out of 10, $1,602. Kind of surprised to see that one go for less than the one with that plain color patch. I would have thought that had been the other way around, guys. Let me know in the comment section below, which one of these would you rather have? I need to get a consensus here from the community. Would you rather have the RPA gold or just the gold Prism auto, rookie auto? I'd rather have the gold Prism rookie auto, me personally. But man, look at all the big dollar high-end Sam Laporta cards sold over the weekend. He is popping in the charts right behind, right between Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. for buy now and best offer sold cards in the past 24 hours, 210, including some love for Panini Black selling for a couple hundred dollars. And this is non-rookie auto card here. This is serial numbered out of 10, though. So you got some nice known scarcity to it, cool design, and rookie hype here for the Detroit Lions making a historic playoff run here. Number 8, 9, 10, and 11, we're all going to the Kansas City Chiefs players here. We're going to start off with Rashee Rice because he is a rookie and his transaction absolutely popping off, man. Look at the gold eyes prism. This is an auction that closed yesterday. This is a true gold ice tier. PSA 9, $2,950. Are you kidding me? Compare that to his gold shimmer rookie non-auto out of 10. It's from Prism. Prism gold shimmer here. Chiefs uniform, $505 in auction yesterday. Very close game between the Chiefs and the Bills. Josh Allen doing a Superman thing. Another gold shimmer yesterday, $465. So in fact, Rashee Rice has had a total of 146 buy it now or best offer accepted cards in the past 24 hours. That puts him right there with Anthony Richardson and CJ Stroud. Lamar Jackson puts him right in that territory with 1,880 different rookie cards, just a little bit more than Lamar. And 1,000 fewer than Amon-Ra St. Brown. But cards are still being released for Rashee Rice. But when you find stuff like this, Panini Black, this is not the most desirable card. People tend to kind of discredit these a little bit. Not discredit, I guess, is maybe not the best word. Kind of like devalue a little bit. They just look to other RPAs before this one. So to see this Panini Black out of 50 with the jumbo, you know, plain patch and a little tiny player cutout picture and silver Sharpie sticker auto, and see this card go for $75 in auction today is super impressive. Or you can just look at like this orange laser prism rookie here that you can pull from Blasters retail boxes, selling for $15 in a buy it now. I mean, it's pretty impressive, man. $100 Origins out of 75, $100 buy it now. I mean, that is really, really good. That's up big time. Mosaic gold here, rookie auto out of 10, $228 in auction. So yeah, we get some big transactions for Rashee Rice, as well as a ton of volume, puts him here firmly at number 8. Now, Travis Kelce's prices spiked big time as we look at his favorite card here. Wink, wink. Big time, you know, from the whole introduction of the Taylor Swift relationship. As you can see here, beginning of the season, September, look at this, November 26, $250 buy it now. But I mean, going back to summertime, $182, $260 buy it now on August 25th for just his base tops chrome PSA 10, which is absolutely insane. But he is a lock Hall of Fame tight end, one of the best of all time, up there in the top three category. I think everybody would agree at this point with probably Rob Gronkowski, Tony Gonzalez, you know, put him in that category. I'd love to hear your opinions in the comments section below. Obviously, he has a monster game in this game, put up multiple touchdowns. Target leader, his brother Jason, shirtless up in the suite, jumping in and out, chugging beers. Really fueling the fire there for the Chiefs. That was pretty fun. So I'm sure a lot of you guys appreciated that. So when you got the Taylor Swift, you know, camera zoom ins, you also got Jason Kelce right in the background chugging beer shirtless. There you go. This one's just for you guys. Look at that. I'm sure you guys enjoyed that. It's hilarious. Did have a big time Travis Kelce card purchased yesterday. Rookie ticket auto, cracked ice. Man, I love this card. BGS 9.5 sold for $2,000 in a buy it now. What a whopper. Isaiah Pacheco rumbling in this game, guys. To the tune of 97 yards, 6.5 yards per carry, including a nice 29-yard long run, a touchdown. He also gets a reception for 14 yards. And the guy just has no rookie autos on the market. I still have not found them. So when you see stuff like his raw prism, yeah, you are going to find that card selling for almost $10 raw base. $30 for the red, white, and blue PSA 9. $100 PSA 10 Panini Instant, considered one of his first official rookie cards because he wasn't printed in the main sets. So in fact, he's only got 323 different rookie cards. You see all the other guys he's around have thousands, but yet Isaiah Pacheco still had 70 buy it now or best offer accepted sold cards on eBay in the past 24 hours. That's what being a critical part of the offense and playoff run here, as we're getting a little Lombardi Pacheco performance. His biggest transaction, because we have no rookie autos, I think these cards are definitely held back, but we do have a flawless out of two with the Nike check. We do have a rookie card shield at the top right. This one's selling for just under $1,000. Sorry, my extension is not working today. It's giving me some technical difficulties. We also had a teal out of 25 from Donruss Elite. Don't see that often unless it's guys that have very few rookie cards. PSA 10, selling for a couple $100. And then a orange wave serial numbered out of 6. I believe this is being advertised, yep, as serial number 10 out of 60. So you got the jersey number, serial number match there, giving that an extra boost in value up well over $100. It was listed at 200. Best offer was accepted. Guessing at least 150. And the iconic Patrick Mahomes card. What is it doing now that we're heading to the championship game? Mahomes really just doing Mahomes stuff. We did have a $5,000 buy it now back on November 20th. But overall, that card is still holding strong at $3,800. Has he played to the level of Christian McCaffrey as a running back? You know, what I'm trying to say, Patrick Mahomes has not been a top five quarterback this year. Christian McCaffrey has been by and far and away the number one running back. So in terms of positional ranking, Patrick Mahomes, rookie, Prism, PSA 10 at almost $4,000, still very impressive in my eyes. When you look at the one-year trend, we do have Super Bowl transactions last year of around $5,000, $5,200, $5,150. Well, you're going to see some get back there. I mean, you saw a $5,000 buy now on November 20th. So this $3,800 auction that ended last night, I think it's definitely probably going to go up here. But I'm not sure that many people are convinced that the Chiefs can beat the Ravens. I think the Ravens are pretty big favorites at this point, and I think people are being hesitant on the Patrick Mahomes market. It's very expensive. A lot of success, Hall of Fame, future success baked in, and he's still astronomically higher than any other quarterback and any other skill position player in the modern day market. I mean, it's just insane. The next closest person would have to be Christian McCaffrey. And there's still a 400% difference between Mahomes and McCaffrey. McCaffrey's made up a lot of ground this year. Don't get me wrong. And that's just the 30-day. We look at the 180-day. McCaffrey's actually had some sold volume that's popping there up there with Mahomes. But still, in terms of resale value, obviously still a big, big difference there. Hey guys, and this is a quick reminder that I am still grinding day in and day out on a 90-day transformation powered by Empowered Men, a community for the everyday busy professional, husband, and father that is looking to transform and improve their health, fitness, wellness, and finances. Empowered Men is the program I use to lose over 40 pounds now in the past 60 days, gain energy, feel young again, and get my confidence back. They even guarantee your results or your money back. So I encourage you to join myself and the other men committed to becoming a better husband, father, and role model. Check the link in the description below to get $150 off your transformation today. All right, now back to the action. All right, guys, we're out of time for today. I hope you enjoyed this video. Make sure you leave us a comment in this comment section below. What is your take on the market right now? Who did you buy this weekend? I want to hear from you guys. Or if you made any nice flips, let us know. We'll see you in the next video. Peace.